British public workers may have to pay more toward retirement.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A UK government report out today says a couple of things could very well go up. Contributions to retirement and the overall retirement age. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest there. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
We know that a lot of governments are facing huge fiscal challenges right now. What's so special about this public sector pension problem in Britain?
There is a particular problem here because, unlike in the US, most public sector pensions in Britain are unfunded. They're paid out of current tax revenue. So today's public sector retirees mostly have their pensions paid by today's taxpayers. As people live longer, this represents an ever-increasing burden on the public purse. And it's reckoned that if this system is not reformed, the cost of paying public sector retirees will double to $15 billion a year by 2015 and increase exponentially into the future.
So what changes are pensioners in the UK facing?
Today's interim report recommends that the retirement age for public sector workers should be raised from 60 to 65. Only fair, says the report, since that would bring it into line with the private sector. Why should private sector workers work till 65 so they can fund the retirement of early retirement of private sector workers? It also says that public sector workers must make a bigger contribution to their own pensions. There's going to be trouble over this, though, Steve. No doubt about it. Public sector unions today were warning of a huge wave of French-style anti-austerity strikes.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Public health officials from more than three dozen Asian Pacific countries are meeting today in Australia to look at ways to tackle smoking. The tobacco industry has been targeting developing countries more and more. The BBC's Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Countries like India and China have been targeted by the tobacco industry because they're profitable. They've got a high growth rate in terms of population, and they have less regulation of tobacco products. But health experts worry that the loss of life could get worse as tobacco companies increasingly target consumers in developing countries. It's estimated that if current trends continue, the number of smoking-related deaths in China alone will reach 2 million a year by 2020. Dr. Surin Putsuan, the Secretary General of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, says a concerted global approach is needed.
We need to be united and strong in standing up against the international onslaught to turn our people into smokers.
But in some emerging economies, governments often control tobacco monopolies and rely heavily on cigarette taxes for revenue. That makes efforts to reduce smoking difficult. For their part, many major tobacco companies, including British American Tobacco, deny specifically targeting or exploiting developing markets. In Sydney, I'm the BBC's Phil Mercer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global stock markets are flat right now, awaiting earnings from U.S. companies and word from the European Central Bank on interest rates. Wall Street yesterday, the Nasdaq lost 0.8%, but the Dow managed a slight gain, closing at 10,967.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday.
Wasn't that long ago, Northwest Plaza Mall in suburban St. Louis was bustling with more than 200 stores. Today, only one remains, one. And when Mike Bartel closes his one-man shoe repair shop within days, Northwest Plaza will officially die. St. Louis Public Radio's Adam Allington produced a profile of this one last mall holdout.
One of the things that we do just about every day is replace heels on men's and women's shoes. Here is a pair of men's shoes. My name is Mike Bartel, and I'm the proprietor of Heel So Quick at Northwest Plaza. Heel Quick. Northwest Plaza Mall used to be the largest mall in the area. There were busloads of people that would come in from Illinois and other parts of Missouri. They would come and do all their shopping here. Here's a pair of men's shoes. As you can see, they're worn down. So what I'm going to do is just take off the old heel or the old part of the heel. One thing led to another, the loss of some of the jobs, the airlines, the Ford Motor Company, and these were pretty much our core customer group. They just, the stores just started to kind of fall off one by one, kind of like leaves falling off a tree in the fall, you know, it just happened, you know, and one day it's there they are, and the next day there they aren't. Now I look down the mall corridors, and I see absolutely nothing because all the stores are closed. It's not frightening, but it's a little disconcerting to be all by myself. Hello, can I help you?
I came out to get some work done. Not too much work, but just liners in my shoes.
Well, let's see what you have there. Figure that out.
Are you going to retire, Mike?
Yes, I am. I'm going to live the good life. But I'm very glad you dropped by. I know life will be good for you after you get those shoes fixed. when your feet don't hurt, you're in good shape.
Yeah. That's your shame.
Take care, sir.
To see photos of Northwest Plaza, good days and not so good, check out marketplace.org. And finally, a federal appeals court is set to rule on a case pitting students at the University of Rhode Island against the town of Narragansett. A law there allows city police to flag houses that host loud, crazy parties with a big, bright orange sticker. The ACLU says it violates the Constitution. Landlords claim it hurts their chances of renting or selling those houses. Some students, however, see the stickers as code for come inside. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.